The National Collegiate Athletic Association is initiating a major infractions case against the University of Alaska Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the case involves failure to meet athletic eligibility requirements.
The NCAA action follows UAF's self-reporting last year that 17 hockey, basketball, swimming, skiing, and rifle athletes were out of compliance with academic requirements during a four-year period. At a press conference Tuesday, UAF Chancellor Brian Rogers emphasized there was no intent to deceive or get around rules.
This is not a result of any problems by the students themselves. It is our responsibility as an institution to accurately certify eligibility, and we fell down on the job.
Rogers said UAF's academic standards are stringent, but in some instances do not sync with NCAA rules, including required progress toward declared majors. Rogers pointed to a computer system that failed to red flag the student athletes who had fallen out of compliance. Most of the students involved were high achievers, and UAF Vice Chancellor Mike Sfraga said the eligibility violations could have been avoided if the university provided better guidance.
If you don't have the right advising and checks and balances because of this nuance between NCAA requirements and institutional degree requirements, then somewhere in the middle our advising has let us down. That's an institutional advising. That's not an advisor. We have fallen down in preparing these athletes to move forward on both tracks. And so what you see here, I think the chancellor's laid it out, is an institutional failure.
The university has hired an academic advisor dedicated to student athletes and provided training to two employees in the registrar's office and assigned them to student athlete records. UAF Athletic Director Gary Gray says NCAA member universities make the rules and police themselves.
We're required to do three things. Number one, self-report the violations, which we did. Correct the situation so that it does not continue to happen, which, as the chancellor indicated, we have done. And number three, sanction ourselves appropriately.
The university has placed itself on probation for 2 years and suspended award of 9 scholarships in the 5 sports in which infractions occurred. Current recipients of the scholarships are not affected. The NCAA could impose additional sanctions, including fines, withdrawal of past records, and loss of postseason competition. Chancellor Rogers says NCAA rules kept the university from going public about the case until it got the association's okay last week. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.